Vinton County on the Air, Episode 11, December 6th, 2013. Well, hello there, wherever you are and whatever time you're listening to this. This is Vinton County on the Air, Episode 11, recorded December the 6th of 2013. We want to welcome you in. This is the online local audio program highlighting news and information about the people and events in Vinton County, Ohio. As I sit here recording this this day, I am looking at the weather, wondering what's going to take place. No one, of course, knows. I saw last night various weather forecasts and so forth, but we are awaiting the arrival of some form of precipitation, some amount, and the truth is I don't think anybody really knows. I saw three different scenarios last night for Columbus's weather. It went from snow of 11 inches to snow of like 3 inches. So even the weather prognosticators don't really know what's going to happen. So we'll just assume that everything is good and all of our events that we're going to talk about in the calendar events are going to happen as planned. And if we deviate or if something happens, there will be deviation. So I encourage you to check and see if things are really going on after this is taped and so forth. Want to, again, remind you to encourage others to like our Vinton County on the Air Facebook page, and if they do so, they will see the Vinton County on the Air postings in their news feed, and I've had a lot of people let me know that those are helpful, remind them of events that are taking place and that kind of thing. And, of course, we ask that you continue to contribute, subscribe, and share our Vinton County on the Air content. I did get some, both of my interviews that are going to take place in this episode were by way of suggestions. So I do appreciate that kind of contribution. If you have something, you can email me at VintonCountyOnTheAir@gmail.com. You can also call us on our voicemail, and that number is 740-569-3254. Your message will be delivered to me, and we can use that information in the show. Of course, there's always Facebook that you're all aware of. You can just post it there. And if you're into Vinton County on the Air, and rather into Twitter, you can subscribe to our Twitter feed. That continues to grow. Subscribers or followers continue to grow there. So you're welcome to do that. The handle is Vinton County on the Air, Vinton County OTA, I should say, Vinton County OTA. So lots of ways you can contribute. Subscribing through iTunes via your iPod, iPad, or even your iPhone. And if you don't use a podcatcher, you're welcome to do so by email, and you do that on the DBK Media Services website. And of course, share. Again, I can't express how much I appreciate those of you that do that. And if you share any of our postings, it just geometrically increases the number of people who do get the content. So we would like for you to do that. Well, we've got a pretty good show for you. In addition to our calendar events with lots of regular and holiday offerings on the calendar, we're going to talk, I guess, a sign of the seasons. It is the Christmas season, and our first guest on this episode is going to talk about Christmas in Downtown, which is going to take place on December the 7th. It's only tomorrow, but so some of this content that you're listening to may be somewhat dated, but there have been some late additions to the events of the Christmas in Downtown. We're going to have Vicki Maxwell from the Vinton County Chamber. She is the president this year, to talk about that. And then another one by suggestion, we'll talk with Erica Bertrand, a public health nurse at the Vinton County Health Department, and about the many services they offer at the health department through their Division of Public Health. I learned some things by doing that interview, and encourage you to listen to that. All that's coming up, but first let's go to our calendar events, where we look at the events happening in our little part of paradise in our community calendar. Well, here are the events going on this coming week here in Vinton County. I want to mention that throughout this period, the Herbert Westcott Memorial Library is continuing to have their Helping Hands Christmas Angel Tree project there at the library. You can go in and help someone, help brighten someone's Christmas holiday by taking a list off of the tree and participating in their project, the Angel Tree Project. They also have underway the Herbert Westcott Memorial Festival of Trees, where various groups, individuals have decorated trees, and you can vote for best of show. I do know that there is a video floating around picturing all the trees, so if you can't make it into the library, you of course can see that video, and lots of interesting ideas about decorating Christmas trees within those within that festival of trees. It is Friday the 6th, and on the schedule this evening at 5 p.m. there is a basketball triple header as the Vinton County High School boys basketball program takes on the Alexander Spartans. It's our home opener, and it is the opener of the TVC season for Vinton County. So you can catch the freshman game beginning at 5, followed by the JV game and the varsity game coming up. Of course, December 7th, Saturday, we do not have, I want to stress, do not have a boys basketball game versus Trimble. It's on the original schedule, but that has been changed. So know that it is not tomorrow night on Saturday, December the 7th. But we do have Christmas in Downtown, and as I mentioned, we're going to talk about that with Vicki Maxwell. That gets underway at 3 p.m. and goes until after the parade at 6 p.m. There's a few ancillary type activities after the parade even, and we'll get to those details a little bit later. On Sunday, December the 8th, the only thing we have on the calendar is the Awana program at Grace Baptist Church, 6 p.m. at night for the youngsters. And then we move on to Monday, December the 9th. Again, I want to mention that all next week, the Helping Hands Christmas Angel Tree Project goes on, as well as the Festival of Trees at the Herbert Westcott Memorial Library. The Vinton County Commissioners will meet at 10 a.m. in their regular session or regular weekly session. And at 6 p.m., the Vinton County Girls Basketball is taking on the Athens Lady Bulldogs, and that is at Vinton County High School. So that is a home game. And the JV game gets underway, I think, at 6 p.m. We had a change last week, but this one will be a regular game, so it should be at 6 p.m. Watch the Vinton County On the Air feed. If that changes, we'll notify you. On Tuesday, December the 10th, we have the usual St. Francis Center Mobile Food Pantry going to be in Radcliffe from 9:30 to 11 and in New Plymouth from 1:30 to 3. The Vinton County Boys Basketball Program is back in action at 5 p.m. at Waverly High School, where they'll play a triple header against the Waverly Tigers. And we also have on Wednesday, December the 11th, Vinton County High School and Vinton County Middle School parent-teacher conferences are going to go on. Those begin right after school at 3:30 or so p.m. and go until, at least the high school goes, I think, until 8. Those are the conferences which were canceled some time ago, just before the Thanksgiving holiday because of weather. Also, the wrestling teams are at action against Wellston at Wellston. The St. Francis Center Mobile Food Pantry that day will be at the St. Francis Center beginning at 8:30 a.m. And Hamden Village Council is going to meet at 7:30 at the Hamden Village Hall. On Thursday, December the 12th, going to get my bearings there. Again, St. Francis Center Mobile Food Pantry is at Wilkesville at 9:30. They're in Zaleski at 1:30. And the Vinton County Girls Basketball team, Lady Vikes, are taking on the Alexander Spartans at Vinton County High School. That is next Thursday, December the 12th at 6 p.m. JV gets underway at that time. We'll be back with you on December the 13th, Friday, December the 13th. And we'll talk more about some things, but we do have that evening the Vinton County boys basketball team playing at Nelsonville. They'll take on the Buckeyes with, again, a triple header. One other thing we want to mention that's out in the future, a couple other things, I guess. On Saturday, December the 14th at 6 p.m., the Vinton County Women's Chorus Christmas Concert is going to take place at the Trinity Episcopal Church. Those of you who have listened to the previous episodes will recall that Clint Walker is directing that, and they're going to have their concert at 6 p.m. that evening. And if you can do so, please consider attending that concert. And then I wanted to mention something I saw today, that there's going to be a visit by Santa Claus at the Hamden Fire Station. That is taking place on Tuesday, December the 17th at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can come and bring your little ones to visit Santa Claus, as he will be in Hamden, so you don't want to miss that. Those are our calendar events, or events on our calendar for Vinton County on the Air. And want to mention, if you have anything to put on that calendar, please contribute by emailing Vinton County on the Air or using some of the other methods of communication that I talked about earlier in this podcast. We'll take a break and be back in a moment with Vicki Maxwell as we discuss Christmas in Downtown 2013.
Just around the corner, Christmas, you feel it in the air. Better write all your letters to Santa. There's shopping and wrapping to do. I bet you'll never
Well, welcome back to Vinton County on the Air. In this segment, we're going to talk about something that's coming up on December 7th, Saturday, December 7th, that is tomorrow, and during Christmas in Downtown. It's the 10th anniversary. The Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring it, and to talk about this event that's coming up, I have with me Vicki Maxwell. Vicki is currently serving as the treasurer of Vinton County, but for this detail, she is, in fact, the chamber president. Vicki, welcome to Vinton County on the Air.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be here.
Well, it is going to be a busy day on December 7th in downtown MacArthur, and this is, as I mentioned, our 10th anniversary of Christmas in downtown. First, we've talked with Tricia Kimes-Brown before, back in the end of October, about this event, but let's give you the opportunity to kind of discuss why the Chamber of Commerce sponsors this event.
Okay, we're very glad that this is our 10th annual Christmas in Downtown. Believe it or not, it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
We like to bring awareness to the community. It brings the community out on that day, and they can actually see the businesses that are located in the downtown area in Vinton County, in MacArthur, Ohio. And it just is a good community feeling of knowing. A lot of people that live out don't really realize what is available downtown. It helps a lot of our chamber businesses that are chamber members, gives them some extra added opportunity to showcase their business and what they do. We're just very, very pleased to offer it for the community.
You know, and another thing too, Vicki, it seems like this year, and we're going to kind of go over these things, but there's an awful lot of nonprofits and smaller businesses that are getting involved as well too.
That is very correct. We do have a lot of nonprofit organizations that do come and set up mm-hmm. to help benefit their nonprofit organizations.
Let's talk about the time frame on Saturday. What time does this kick off, and how long does it go?
It starts at 3. It will start with live music on the courthouse steps at 3, Christmas music. It will run until 5:30, but our parade does begin at 5:30.
Okay. And go ahead.
Okay, and Santa will end the parade as always. And this year it's a little different. In the past, Santa and Mrs. Claus always came to the courthouse. This year, Santa and Mrs. Claus will be at the library.
So the parade, of which some of us are familiar, has always been just pretty much line up on High Street, West High Street, go to Route 50 and head east of the courthouse. This year it will actually take a turn on 93 North and go to and kind of drop off at the library, and then the parade units will, as we discussed, kind of head back on west on High Street to the beginning, as they say. And so Santa and Mrs. Claus, and we want to really get this because this is a big thing, are going to be at the library this year rather than the courthouse. And I understand they're actually going to kind of run people through and do it where the Festival of Trees is taking place at the courthouse. So that should be a great backdrop for pictures and that kind of thing as well, don't you think?
Absolutely. The Festival of Trees at the library this year, I was told, has between 16 to 18 trees. Mm-hmm. And as usual, they are always beautiful.
They are.
So yes. So as the kids get a visit with Santa and get candy canes, the parents can enjoy the beautiful trees.
Take pictures, I'm sure. Let's talk about some of the things that are going to be included. Some of these are new. Some of them are, you know, the same types of things that we've done, but each year it's a little bit different. First of all, I know we're going to go over a lot of things, but is there going to be any way that a person visiting Christmas in Downtown can kind of keep up with what's going on?
Yes, there is a web page attached to the chamber.
Okay.
And on that chamber, you'll see Christmas in Downtown, and they can go there and get a, they can go there and get an actual view, an actual feeling of everything that's going on, where they can pick and choose what they'd like to go see or do in Downtown.
Okay. And then the day, that Saturday as well, I think there are maps available also at the chamber office. Is that correct?
That is correct. And again, this year we have the $100 drawing, so everybody that wants to be in that needs to go to the chamber, pick up that packet of information they need, and that's also where they'll get the map that tells them what's going on and where they can find it.
Okay.
And they get their card filled out for the drawing, and they return it back to the chamber office. And at the end of, right ahead of the parade starting, they will draw that $100 drawing.
And that is sponsored by Judge Bob Grill, I believe. So that's why you want to stop by the Visitor Center first thing off. Other things that are going to go on, why don't you kind of go down our list and just hit the highlights for us there?
Okay. Mojo's is a new business in town, mm-hmm. and they are doing raffles. They have just different things going on. MacArthur Village Hall is offering refreshments and door prizes inside.
Okay.
And just a lot of things that they've always done in the past. The Benton County Courier is going to have stuff outside its office. There will be live music outside Salyer and Griffith's office. And they also are doing, apparently, their own $100 drawing. So that's a little different.
Sure.
The Benton County Bank, again, bless their hearts, invites all the kids to come in and decorate cookies. And when I stopped in last year, they had sugar and icing and sprinkles going everywhere, and the children were having a very good time.
Mm-hmm.
Mamarini's, they are actually offering specials. A lot of the shops in town are generally doing just a little...
special kind of thing, and just
drawings. Yeah, just a little drawings, little special giveaways.
I think there's a lot of food going to be downtown as well, Vicki.
That is true, yes.
Free food, I think, is a great draw, too. I see where the Style Shop's going to have refreshments inside. The Booth Real Estate and Insurance is going to have refreshments as well. Yeah, outside, a lot of these businesses are going to be nonprofits and maybe even educational opportunities for you as well to take advantage of.
That is true.
I see that United Methodist Church is going to have their sanctuary open, fully decorated for the holidays or for Christmas.
Yes, and they also will be doing music, some live, some recorded at the church, too, as people's going down on their way to hopefully go to Shepherd's House for their Chinese auction.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, in the gazebo, we've already talked, that's where the live music's going to take place, out in front of the courthouse.
Correct.
And in Standard Hardware, they're going to have some things going on there. The Rannells family, who are very involved in the farmer's market throughout the year, are going to have crafts and live greenery there. And Beulah Mays will be set up outside of that as well to take care of your hunger pains.
Absolutely, and they are good.
Yeah, very good. They're a big draw. I know anytime they're there and open, that seems to be something that a lot of people take advantage of. Of course, we mentioned the Herbert Westcott Memorial Library. They're fully decorated and have several things going on there. And they even have a movie that's going to start after the parade is over. I think that's called, I'm looking at it, it's called Prep and Landing at approximately 7 p.m. So they're going to have that as well. Even further afield, I want to mention some of the businesses elsewhere in MacArthur. Circle Pizza and Subway, which will be right in the heart of things, are going to have specials. Vinton County Floral will have poinsettias available, and they'll have some giveaways. What else do you have there that you want to mention?
Well, I wanted to mention that the live radio remote will be at Bud's One Stop, where it has always been in the past. This year, the sponsors for that is Subway and MacArthur, Booth Real Estate and Insurance, Cross Creek's General Store, Maple Hills Nursing Home, the Vinton County National Bank, First Settlement Physical Therapy, RNC Quick Stop, Historic Vacation Rentals, the Vinton County Health Department and Home Health Agency, and Advanced Home Safety Services. And we do want to thank them for the sponsor. It's not a cheap thing to get them to town. So we thank them all for every business that does anything. I don't want to try to exclude or leave anybody out, but there's a lot going on. I also would like to mention that the horse-drawn carriage rides this year are sponsored by the Main Eatery and the Doghouse. Mm-hmm. And they do begin and end again this year up at the Garrett Carderas Funeral Home.
Okay. And I think we're going to have two teams this year. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. One other thing that's on the list, and we mentioned the businesses that are a little bit further afield from downtown, McDonald's of MacArthur, one of our newest businesses in town. I guess they're past their honeymoon period. They've been here with us over a year and were the business of the year for the Vinton County Chamber. But McDonald's is having they're actually having a raffle for a chance to win your very own leg lamp and movie. So
Correct. That'll
be kind of fun, and they've got some specials as well. Coloring books for the children.
They are always sponsored by Ramey's Mobile Homes.
Uh-huh. And those are available at Mojo's, Subway, Percelli's, Mamarini's, and Circle Pizza. And again, we want to thank Ramey's Mobile Homes for doing that. So these things and more, there's an awful lot that we've not touched upon, but we've tried to give you a good flavor of what's going on. Going to take place in downtown MacArthur as sponsored by the Vinton County Chamber of Commerce. And we've been talking with the chamber president, Vicki Maxwell. Vicki, hope to see you down there. I'm sure you'll be there. And let's hope we get the right kind of weather. And we actually are taping this a day or so early, but we don't know what we're going to get. But we hope everyone will come out and participate if they can. So thanks a lot, Vicki, for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
And a couple of things I do want to mention. First, we touched upon it, but I want to highlight the fact that the carriage rides this year are sponsored again by Garrett Carderas Funeral Home, as they have been in the past, and also with a little help from the Main Eatery and the Doghouse. They are also contributing this year for that, and we'll have two carriages because of the demand for that kind of thing. It's a fun time. If you've not participated, please consider doing so. And secondly, as we concluded our interview there earlier, Vicki asked that I publicly thank this year's chairperson for the Christmas in Downtown, Tricia Kimes Brown. Vicki wanted to thank her for all the work she's put in on this year. She's really done the yeoman's job and to make it a little bit bigger and better for the 10th annual event. Vinton County on the Air rolls on after the break as we talk with Erica Bertrand from the Vinton County Health Department. Welcome back to this segment of Vinton County on the Air. We're going to talk now to Erica Bertrand, who is a nurse with the Vinton County Health Department in the Public Health Division. Welcome, Erica, to Vinton County on the Air.
Hi.
What we wanted to do today was talk about the services that are offered through the Public Health Division of the Vinton County Health Department. And so Erica was kind enough to agree to come on and speak with me. And why don't we start off, Erica, by talking about what the Public Health Division is of the Health Department?
Well, the Public Health Division is a couple of nurses, and we have different clinics that we offer here at the Health Department. And we also have various programs that we offer, and we work in those programs and work with the community as far as education, offering these clinics, and working with immunizations and those types of things.
From looking at your website, which is available out there at VintonOhioHealth.org for anybody else that wants to take a look at this, it looks like there are many services that you do offer. Why don't we just kind of go down the list of those and maybe talk about them wherever you want to start?
Okay. Well, we can start with the clinics that we offer here at the Health Department. We have clinics on Monday afternoons from 2 to 4 and on Wednesday mornings from 9 to 12. And at those clinics, we offer a variety of services. We do immunizations for both children and adults. Right now, the big thing is the flu shots. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are coming in getting flu shots. And we do blood draws and those types of things at our clinics as well.
Okay. And is that just available to anyone from Vinton County?
It's available to anyone. We take people from outside the county as well. It doesn't have to be Vinton County specific. Anybody can come into our clinics.
Okay. So that's right now flu shots you mentioned are big, and mm-hmm. that pretty much goes on throughout the wintertime, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. We still have flu vaccines available, and if those clinic times that are offered don't work for someone's schedule, they can always call into the health department and speak with either myself or the other public health nurse and schedule a convenient time to come in and get that vaccine if our clinic times don't fit into somebody's schedule. We're flexible with trying to get, you know, those flu shots out there to people.
Sure. And besides flu vaccinations, what other types of shots do you give?
We offer all the childhood immunizations. We also offer Tdap vaccination, which is the tetanus, but also has the pertussis vaccine in it. And a lot of new parents, new grandparents come in to get those to prevent whooping cough around new infants. So we see a lot of adults coming in for that. And then, like I said, all the childhood immunizations.
Yeah, and those required immunizations are probably big for child care workers and then people
Correct.
Going into, for children going into child care, Head Start, preschool, or whatever. I know that's always something you got to make sure they've got all their shots before they go into different things. Okay.
Absolutely.
What about cost of the immunizations?
The cost of immunizations is $25. We also bill Medicare and Medicaid.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's the public health immunization clinics then. What other services do you want to talk about today?
Well, one of the things that we also offer at those clinics is blood draws. And one thing that I think is really nice about that is, well, we don't have a hospital in our county. A lot of people do doctor outside of the county. And if someone has, you know, routine labs that are drawn every so many months, if they bring in a physician's order, we can draw those labs here and save them a trip outside of the county, draw the labs before the appointment. On our Wednesday clinics in the mornings, we can do that.
Okay, so that's blood draws. I can get it out there for a second, and that could be very helpful rather than running off someplace else to get that done. Sure. What other things?
We also offer blood pressure screenings, and that's a no-charge service. We have several people who come in, you know, once a week to have their blood pressure checked. We keep a record of it for them, and so when they go to their their doctor's appointments, they've got a list that says, you know, here, I've had my blood pressure checked by a nurse, you know, weekly, here's what it's been running. So we do that for people as well.
Blood pressure check and screenings, then, that could be very helpful for those of us who need to watch that kind of thing.
We also do lice head checks, especially, you know, that's a big thing going back to school or after breaks and stuff. You know, we have kids that come in, and if they've, you know, been sent home from school and said they had lice, they've been treated, they can come in here and we can check their heads and, you know, see if they're ready to go back to school and sign them off so that they're, you know, allowed to go back to school. Mm-hmm. We do head checks. We also do pregnancy testing here at the health department. And we also we do TB skin test as well.
Okay, for food service workers and that kind of thing, right?
Right. However, I have to say with that, there is a shortage of the TB vaccine right now. We do have some. So at this point, we're doing offering limited skin tests. But if somebody, you know, feels they've been exposed or something, or has symptoms, they can come in and do. We can do a questionnaire with them, see if they're considered at risk, and if they are, we can offer that testing. I really think for the clinics, that kind of sums up what we do at those clinics. We do have some people who come in who, if they've been given a prescription for home injection of like a weekly medication, that they bring those weekly medications in and we give those to them here at the clinic because they just don't feel comfortable with providing that injection to themselves.
Okay. I know one other thing we wanted to talk about, and I don't know whether this is the appropriate time, but your BEAT program, the Breast Education and Awareness Program, that we want to make sure everyone knows about.
Yeah, we have the Breast Education and Awareness Program. We have a mobile unit that comes down from Ohio State 4 times a year and offers on-site mammograms. We schedule those all year round, so if someone's interested, they can call and we can get them scheduled. We also, if somebody, you know, is uninsured or underinsured, we can work with them to help get that mammogram paid for as well.
All right, so there's quite a number of services, and I have to give kudos to Marianne Napke, who mentioned to me that we should probably, you know, include this in our podcast, and I appreciate Marianne doing that. She's great about doing that.
Yes, she is.
But a lot of these things, you know, I mean, I live probably half a mile from the health department, and I wasn't aware of a lot of these different services that are offered, even though, you know, all of our tax dollars go to support this kind of thing. So I'm appreciative of Marianne and appreciative of you taking the time to describe for us all these services. So if somebody has some questions, Erica, how would they go about getting them answered about maybe they've got a situation, they need some help, but maybe we've not exactly talked about what they may need help with. How would they go about, you know, contacting one of you and finding out whether or not they could work something out?
We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, so you can call in, and our phone number is 596-5233. They can ask for Erica or Cassie if they have questions regarding public health. We also have our clerks up front who are very knowledgeable about all the services we offer and can answer questions, especially in regards to pricing of any of the services or anything like that. And like I said, my name is Erica, and then Cassie is the other public health nurse that they can ask for if they have questions. And they can also come in, you know, if they want to schedule an appointment to come in and discuss something with us, have, you know, health-related questions, they can come in and request. And if one of us nurses are here, we'd be happy to sit down with them and answer those questions.
Great. And the health department is located just north of MacArthur on the west side of 93. The address is 31927 State Route 93. Again, the phone number is 740-596-5233. And if toll is a concern, they've got an 800 number at 800-596-5233. Erica, thank you so much for taking time to speak with me today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And I do want to mention that there is another podcast that is currently being published at DBK Media Services, and that's the Vinton County Viking Roundball Podcast. Carl Knox, brother Carl, who's been on this podcast several times with interviews of various people, he and Matt Combs will talk Vinton County Vikings basketball each week throughout the basketball season, and you can find all those podcasts at DBK Media Services as well. Each week or on Monday evening around, say, 7 o'clock, their podcast will be released, so you can take advantage of that if you are a Vinton County basketball fan. I wanted to mention there are currently 26 episodes of that available right now, covering the 2011-2012 season, also the 2012-2013 season, and they've just begun publishing them for the 2013-2014 season. Season as well. First episode 26, was published on Monday, December the 2nd. So you can pick up with last week's episode, or you can go back and listen to any of the previous years as well. And if you're interested in Vinton County basketball, please make sure that you like their Facebook page. Just search for Vinton County Vikings basketball. We may just have Carl on next week, talk a little bit more about that podcast. And so that is episode number 11 of Vinton County on the Air. As always, I need you to contribute, subscribe, and share. Contribute show ideas and community information. Subscribe via email or via a podcatcher like iTunes or Stitcher. And share. Tell all your friends and help spread the word about Vinton County on the Air. So until next week, next Friday, for Vinton County on the Air, this is Bruce Knox saying take care, and I hope to see you on the internet.